Tea Time, Midlife Edition. It's not a coffee break. It's tea time. Slow down. Relax. It's your turn. Welcome, 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 welcome. Turn the tea kettle on. Pick your favorite tea. Grab your favorite teacup. Let it steep. Add what you will. Find a cozy spot. It's tea time. Midlife edition. Welcome to Tea Time Midlife Edition. I'm your host, Regina Young, and today's guest is Wendy Battles from Reinvention Rebel. I'm very excited. Wendy, how are you today?
Regina, I'm great, and I'm so excited to be here with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having this work. Really appreciate it. But before we get started, stop right there. What kind of tea are you drinking?
Oh, I have to tell you that this tea, and this, first of all, my beautiful cup that says, "You are an amazing woman." Ooh. So such a perfect thing for our tea time talk.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's a big little blackberry herbal tea, which it's delicious, not too sweet, but really tasty. And it's a great afternoon tea.
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful afternoon. And I, like yourself, am drinking a delicious lemongrass tea today. Ooh. With a little honey and lemon, just to kind of.
I love lemongrass. I love lemongrass anything. I love the just the smell of lemongrass to me is so refreshing and bright.
Absolutely. It gives great energy. One thing it's known for is being antiviral, antifungi, and actually helps with the digestive system. So, you know, check with your herbalist and doctor to make sure it fits into your health regimen. Okay.
I love it. And I'll also tell you that I use it on my creaky arthritic knee, lemongrass oil.
Wow.
It's a good anti-inflammatory tea.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That is true. I am a fan. It's a perfect tea for a person in midlife because of all those properties, especially anti-inflammatory. Very great. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Wendy. Wendy is 57 and Wendy is a reinvention rebel herself, having reinvented herself many times during her life, including as a management consultant, voice actor, and health coach. Her most recent reinvention as a podcast host is by far her most rewarding. Along her journey of the greatest self-awareness, she's learned the art of living on purpose and embracing life with more joy, ease, and trust. Wow, that's joy, ease, and trust. That's it. That's it right there.
Right?
Okay. So just share a little more, Wendy, about yourself and all the reinventions you've created for yourself in your life.
I would love to. And I'll start with this headline. It's never too late. We're never too old to figure out what we're meant to do because, Regina, I spent my 30s and my 40s searching for what is it I'm really meant to do. While I had different jobs and I was good at those jobs, like being a management consultant, I always felt like something was missing, but I couldn't put my finger on it. I wasn't sure what it was. So in my 30s, I reinvented myself as a voice actor, which was good and interesting, but it's a difficult profession. You have to pound the pavement. It's being an actor, except people can't see you. And I gave up kind of easily. So I just didn't have the perseverance at that time to see it through. In my 40s, I again had that feeling at some point, there must be something more. What am I missing? What is my greater purpose? It's not just to work in IT, to do that kind of stuff. And I went through another reinvention period and reinvented myself as a health coach. And I thought, this is it. And I did it, but it still wasn't what I was passionate about. Like, I quit my corporate job to become a health coach. I didn't really have a good plan. I'd never been an entrepreneur. I really don't recommend that unless you know what you're doing.
Got that.
But I am a risk taker. I like to take risks. And I always know that you can always have a do-over if it doesn't work out.
Absolutely.
Right. And again, I thought I was going to be instantly successful, which is really silly because everything takes work. And sometimes, Absolutely. Yes, the stars align and you get that kind of break and things open up in just the right way. But anything we do takes perseverance, persistence. We have to really believe, right, and trust we can do it. So it still wasn't it. Yep. It still was not the thing. But in my 50s, Regina, I was like, okay, I must figure this out. I've had some failed attempts. That wasn't it. But I have to say that this is definitely my best reinvention. And the way I got to this reinvention, aka my bigger purpose and standing in what I meant to do as you are, is that the key really is that I got quiet.
Yes. Yes.
I got quiet and still. And I will say that one of the catalysts for me to figure this out is that I was asked to be on a panel at Yale University where I work.
Okay. And it was about
personal branding. And it was for our Future Leaders of Yale affinity group. So they invited several of us to speak on this panel. Mm-hmm. And I said, what do I know about personal branding? I better bone up on that. So
get knowledgeable quick.
Right? Quickly. Interestingly, I started listening to some different podcasts about personal branding. And one of them that I really loved is called Package Your Genius. Just the name is like, what? Oh, I want to package my genius. What am I really good at? And it asks this fundamental question. What is it that you do, Regina, or that I do, Wendy, where we shine?
Yes.
That genius is all about that thing that you, and it doesn't mean that other people can't do it because there are plenty of other podcast hosts in the world, but no one does it the way you do it, Regina. Right?
Absolutely.
No one does it in Regina's way that attracts the people that want to hear Regina, that
cheers.
Are all like super fans of Regina, right?
Cheers.
So I got her book and I started kind of, it's a workbook answering these questions.
Wow.
And I started to think, well, I love working with women when I was a health coach. That was something I was passionate about.
Wow.
And now that I'm 50 something, I'm really interested in helping women shine in some way. And I wasn't sure what it was, but I just started getting these little breadcrumbs.
Yep.
And one day I was meditating and I heard two words. I heard reinvention rebels. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? Reinvention rebels. I honestly, at the time, had no idea what it was, but something told me, Regina, I should write that down. you just know I'm getting this message for a reason, and I don't know why it's even important, but something is telling me I should note this.
Absolutely.
And that's how it started. That's really how it started.
I really get that what you were saying was meditating and really listening to your spirit, your heart, or the universe, whatever version that is for yourself, and hear it maybe possibly for the first time, because it's not like we get quiet all the time and let the chaos go, like fall away. And then all of a sudden you hear what matters to you. I love the name Reinvention Rebel. Rebel, because you're not going out without a fight, you're clear.
Exactly. And we're going to boldly, unapologetically stand in our power and create the life we want. And, I will say that over time, after I heard Reinvention Rebels, it came to me, it was a podcast, which is funny because I listened to so many podcasts, but I never saw myself as a podcast host. That's one thing that was interesting. The second thing is that it really took all of that voice training that I did in my that defunct career that never worked out. And it took all of the speaking. I do a ton of speaking in different jobs. So it took my speaking skills and my writing skills and my voiceover skills and really brought them all together in such a beautiful way. And I realized, wow, that is what I was meant to do, to be hosting the Reinvention Rebels podcast. And just like that, Absolutely. For the first time ever, Regina, I figured out this is what I'm meant to do.
Absolutely. When did you start the Reinvention Rebel podcast?
So Reinvention Rebels started in October of 2020. So during the pandemic, and I started thinking about it in 2019 in that fall. That's when I was on that panel and that's when it came to me. And I was planning on starting it in January, but you know, things take longer than we think. And then the pandemic started and, you know, everything got a little crazy, but so it took me longer than I thought to get it started. But once I did, even though I didn't even know at the beginning what I was doing, I thought, well, you know, I've never hosted a podcast, but it's not rocket science. And right. There's millions of people that do it. So we can all figure it out. And
we can figure it out, but it does take something.
Right. It does. It does take some doing and some diligence and some focus and, you know, getting clarity. I really worked
on,
you know, all the things that go into that. And it has been so absolutely fabulous. So absolutely fabulous. I finally have that feeling that I'm living on purpose in my late 50s. And it is the best feeling.
That is beyond great, because I really understand living your purpose. And I love when you said that what that reinvention, like rebel pieces and to live with passion is to find your shine. So that's why one of my favorite quotes and sayings that I say, oh, it's about finding your midlife shine, because that is the key.
Love that.
Yeah, yes. That's the key. Once you find your shine, that's going to pull together all the things that you've done in the past, and you're still curious about what you can create in the future. And that is the place to stand. I'm excited about that.
I love that too. I just have to say, I love midlife shine.
Yes.
And you're so right, because sometimes doesn't it feel like we do things when we're younger and they don't work out, and it can be disappointing or frustrating?
Absolutely.
And sometimes we don't know why, like, why did we even bother to do that? And then later on, when we have some distance and some perspective and clarity, we can see how that was maybe a piece of the puzzle of
exactly
figuring this out.
It really is. Like you said, it really is putting the puzzle pieces together and creating what matters to you. What brings you joy? What has you shine from the inside out? And that's the midlife shine. So yeah, I get it. Where and how are you finding your guests? I know your podcast is for midlifers and beyond, but you know, so there is a question, where are you finding your guests and who are your most memorable guests?
Ah, two great questions. I'll starting with where do I find my guests? When I started the podcast, Regina, I started with my friends.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
I started with women who I think are reinvention rebels. And to me, a reinvention rebel is someone who is brave and bold and unapologetic in pursuing their dreams and their desires and wants to reimagine their life in some way. So it doesn't mean it has to be some huge thing, like I'm going to move halfway around the world. It could be as big or small as you want it to be, whatever that thing is. But I have so many amazing women friends who have reinvented themselves in interesting ways. So I started with that. And then I got recommendations for interesting women.
Absolutely.
As the podcast grew, people started to reach out to me to say, hey, could I be on your podcast? Or I would find women on social media that looked really interesting. And I'll give you a great example. In the second season, one of the women I interviewed is, her name is Carolyn Doling, and she's this really dynamic African-American woman who is now 75. And what I loved about her story is that she started modeling at 72.
Wow.
She started her modeling career at 72. Now, she's been doing it for now 3 years. Now, most people are not starting modeling in their 70s, let alone even in midlife. Generally, it's right younger. And I love that she's short. She's got natural hair. She is not your typical what a model looks like. But, you know, even the modeling world is changing and modernizing.
Very much so.
And seeing that beauty comes in all different shapes and sizes. And I loved her story about when she retired. She was kind of going through the background. People weren't noticing her. She wasn't out and about anymore. And she had a friend that was a designer. And through a whole series of different, you know, circumstances, it ends up that this designer friend said, oh, would you model for me in this show? And that is literally how it started. And now she has even been to Paris to model.
Wow.
And it was just such a fantastic story. I loved this story of how it's never too
age,
late.
Yeah, age is not a limit. Yeah, right? Yeah. It's so funny you say that, because my background is I modeled for the top modeling agency in New York. And then I got to the top and I was like, oh my gosh, is this exactly what I'm supposed to be doing? And I was like, okay, I'll do it for a couple more years. But after 15 years altogether, I was like, you know, I'm complete. And so I just went on with my executive career and pivoted once again, working for pharmaceutical companies for VPs and above. But now at this age, I'm with the agency called Celebrate the Gray. Because because it's still in my space to represent plus size and being a silver haired model, because the industry is not representing them. So I acknowledge that woman for, you know, 72, 75 or whatever that age is, and jumped in and said, guess what? I don't see myself. Look, yeah. I can do this. Yeah. It's about just staying open and agile. That's really what it is. Open, curious, and agile.
If you
can stay in that space, you can create a lot of things.
You really can.
Yeah. Were you ever coached in midlife or at some point to kind of steer or guide your path? Because I always wonder if women in midlife, if there should be a course for them. And I really think it's important that the tools they have got them here so far. It may not work for moving forward. So you might want to get some more coaching. Did you take any coaching?
I did. And it was really in my 40s. I haven't done any coaching in my 50s with a coach, but in my 40s, I did work with a coach because I was at one of those inflection points where I thought, well, what am I meant to do? And I had a corporate job. I'm not really a corporate kind of person.
Yeah.
Just like more of an earthy, crunchy, that's not my thing. But I had this corporate job and I wasn't especially happy. So I, you know, was working with her and trying to uncover. And that's how I got onto nutrition school. Mm-hmm. And what I really had been interested in, to be honest, was public health. I was very interested in public health and how we can help to solve some of our ongoing health problems, especially in communities of color. But when I looked at programs, graduate programs in public health, either you went full time, and I really wasn't going to quit my job in my 40s. I could have, but that wasn't really my thing to get into all this debt. Or you could go part time and work on a master's, but it was going to take a while. So that part wasn't so appealing to me. So then I got on to nutrition because I have spent many years going to a nutritionist, and I've always been interested in like what I put in my body and how that helps us to heal. So I went to this program at the Institute of Integrated Nutrition. And at the time that was what I felt like I was meant to do. And
where's that located at?
It used to be in person. It was in New York City. And you would go on the weekends to this program. Since then, it's all become like everything else remote. Even before the pandemic, they switched the format so they could really reach more people. But it was just really a fantastic program. And I see the benefits of coaches, and I used coaches even before then in different aspects for different things, from career coaches to life coaches. So I can't emphasize enough the importance of getting that outside perspective.
Yes.
Having someone who's neutral that can ask you questions when you're so close to it that you can't see it yourself.
Very much so.
Makes such a big difference, such a big difference. So I really believe in the value of coaching.
Thank you for saying that, because that is really the thing that I feel like in midlife, if you can put that in, it will make the difference besides community, because community makes another big difference to be, seen and heard and be accepted for the way you are, be a part of your tribe. But one of the things I wanted to know, how do you balance, because you still have your, let's say, corporate job and podcasting, which I'm interested to see how you make all that happen.
I have to tell you, it is not easy. It is not easy. And I always think that when we reinvent ourselves, it's so much easier if we have your reinvention dream team. So it's not just going it alone, but other people that can help support you in that. And that's everybody from my husband, who, basically does all the housework and, helps me create space to work on it, because I do get up every day at 4:45. Well, not on the weekends, but during the week, I get up at 4:45 and I work on the podcast for several hours before I start my day job. in my day job, I work in cybersecurity at Yale University. So it's a very busy job. And I then spend some time also some days after work, for example, doing interviews or at lunchtime, working on things. So it's very much of a hybrid approach to making this work. Part of that reinvented dream team for me is having a virtual assistant. And I like to think I just hired someone several months ago, and it really was an investment in myself, to be honest. And it has been the best thing I've ever done because it's just given me more space to work on the podcast. Because there's, as you know, a lot of aspects of it, from production to promotion, and lots of other things. So because there are so many time consuming things to do, it's just freeing up some of my time to work on some of the other aspects of it. And I feel like I'm doing pretty good because I'm producing the podcast once a week. And,
wow.
Which is, it's sort of a lift. I started off doing episodes every other week. And then I said, what if I did a little more often? So then I've switched to this model of weekly, and it's a little bit more of a lift, but with an assistant, I can make it happen. But I will tell you that some days it is a struggle. Some days I'm tired. Some days I just say, Wendy, you just can do the best you can do today, and that's okay. So I try to go easy on myself.
Wendy, I just really appreciate you being on this podcast. But you know what? Some people say, wow, you're on a podcast. I'm on a podcast. How's that work? But, especially because we're both midlife, but you're midlife and beyond. I just thought, what do you think about all that?
And I think, Regina, that people get inspired in many different ways from many different people. And I think the more that we can support each other and be on each other's podcasts, the more we can expand, as you talked about, that community.
Yes.
Because there's wisdom to be had everywhere. There's wisdom on your podcast, on my podcast, and on many other midlife podcasts. And I think that sometimes when I'm looking for something like a podcast and I just happen to start listening to one, it's just what I needed to hear that day. Sometimes the stars just align in such a way. So I think that there's so much benefit in us being able to interview each other and introduce our audiences to each other so that people can say, oh, Regina Young, Tea Time, I want to listen to that podcast.
Exactly.
I want to hear from her guests. I want to hear more what she's talking about in addition to those other things, because I have this midlife toolkit and I have many different tools in that toolkit that help me move forward and accelerate my life.
Yes.
So we can, I think it's beneficial for all of us when we collaborate and we connect in this way.
The visibility of how big our community as midlifers and beyond, there is of course a high buying dollar as well, but most of all, what made you pivot in midlife can inspire someone else. And what made me pivot is could be entirely different, which would open up another conversation that was not to be. So,
exactly. Yeah. As I want to say, you're going to be telling me about when you're a guest on the Reinvention Rebels podcast.
Ah, cheers.
Right? So cheers, I'm very much looking forward to hearing your reinvention story.
Thank you. But how can people get a hold of you?
Many different ways. People can go to my website, which is reinventionrebels.com. They can find me on social media, on Instagram, Reinvention Rebels, on Facebook, it's Reinvention Rebels, on Twitter, it's Rebels Reinvent. So of course, on all the social media handles, you can, search for Reinvention Rebels or Wendy Battles. And so lots of different ways for people to find me.
Well, Wendy, thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it. I got that you are a powerhouse, and no kidding, Reinvention Rebel podcast is a great podcast. It's a weekly podcast. I really love the stories because it's not just for midlifers, it's midlifers and beyond.
Exactly. So women of all ages, and I even have younger women that are listening that aren't even midlife women who are getting inspired by what women older than themselves are doing.
And that's the best part.
That's the beauty of it. I think there's lots of inspiration for your listeners to just hear this is what it looks like when people reinvent themselves. And this is what they've overcome. And this is how they felt the fear and did it anyway.
Absolutely. And stayed curious. I mean, really.
Yes.
Staying curious. Yeah.
And stay curious. That's really the key. So thank you, Regina. Thank you so much for welcoming me on your fantastic show. I'm so excited.
Cheers.
It's tea time. Midlife edition.